Yeah, can you hear me?
Okay, sounds good. Let me know when you've got your bill in your hand, sir.
Yeah, I got the bill.
You got the bill? Okay, sounds good. Do you know how much you're getting paid for MCF?
Okay, now, it says here on the bill that I get $1,800 a month for my natural gas.
You're getting paid you're paying $1,800 a month?
No, they're paying me.
Say it again? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
It's a credit transaction or a credit to my bank account, sir.
No problem. You're on a budget?
No. What company are you again?
I'm with Integra, sir.
Okay, I think I'm with East Ohio. Is that somebody else?
Dominion East Ohio, that's your current utility, yes.
Yeah, so you're saying I got natural gas here in my house?
Yeah, Dominion East Ohio is the company that delivers it to you, and we are the people that supply it to Dominion East Ohio.
All right, so you say you want to buy it for me?
No, what we're doing for you, sir, is we're going to make sure that you're not overpaying for your gas.
All right.
Do me a favor?
Are you talking about like gasoline, like from a car?
No, sir. We're talking about natural gas.
Natural gas. I mean.
Okay.
I got the bill right here. I mean, I can see when I'm. It's something like $1,823.90. Something from East Ohio. But I mean, is that the gasoline?
That's the natural gas in your home, sir.
What did it say?
On your Dominion bill where it says Dominion East Ohio Energy Charges?
Okay. All right, so. Now, if I don't want this gasoline, what should I do? Call them and turn it off?
No. We're not turning off your gas, sir. We're going to give you a better rate.
Oh, you want to give me... All right. So if I'm paying $1,823.90 for the gasoline, how much can you give it to me for?
Okay. Do you see where it says gas costs?
Yeah.
MCF?
Gasoline.
Yes. Do you see where it says gas costs MCF? How you are? Hello, Nick?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm going to transfer you to my manager so he can explain things a little bit more effectively and we can get this process done as soon as possible.
All right, man.
Oh. Hi, Nick.
How you doing, man?
Sean. I'm a manager. How you doing today?
Man, I'm doing good, man.
Good. Are you ready for the weekend?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. So, Nick, this is Rujan on behalf of Integris Energy.
Well, hi, Rujan.
How are you doing?
Good. Well, what I want to know here is that your friend there, he said I'm getting natural gas. That somebody's paying me for my natural gas here?
No, what he's trying to
I asked him if he wants to buy my natural gas.
Dominion?
No, but I was asking if he wants to buy my natural gas.
Dominion East Ohio?
Yeah.
Hey, Nick, do me a favor. Take me off speakerphone because I can hardly hear you.
Well, the problem is I'm working on something here. It's a real important.
Okay.
But I mean.
No problem. Yeah, keep me on speakerphone then. We were calling you to see if you get a bill from Dominion East Ohio.
Yeah, that's the one. It says here.
Okay.
$1,832.90.
That's how much your bill was?
Yeah, for the gasoline. Yeah.
That's a lot. Is that just for this month?
I think it's for more than one month, Rujan.
Yeah, it sounds like it. That's a pretty high bill.
What do you want to do? You want to buy some of this gasoline from me?
The company that you get your bill from, they just deliver gas now. So they actually leave it up to suppliers.
Okay.
We're one of those suppliers, Integris Energy. And what happens is if
you say
don't
Integrity?
Pick a supplier, you have one assigned.
Uh-huh.
Did you say integrity energy?
Yeah, Integris energy.
Oh, integrity. Okay.
Yeah, we may even be on your bill because it's mandatory to have a supplier. So if you don't pick one, you just have one assigned to your account. And right now, there's a lot of people paying like $689 per MCF or even $599.
Right.
When customers with us have never seen a rate higher than $4.47.
Now, you say that's for the gasoline. For like, now, is that the gasoline for like my car, too?
What was your question again?
My question is that for like the gasoline in the car, too, the automobile?
No, it doesn't cover the gas in the car.
All right. We got to figure out what to do here, Rodan.
Yeah, so basically, Nick, all the answers lie on your bill.
All right.
I want to direct you to where the supplier is located.
Yeah.
And what this was trying to do is show you a line that says gas cost. It's going to say the amount of MCF you used and the rate you were charged.
All right.
I'm guessing that it's about $6 that you're being charged because you have a really high bill. It might even be higher.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. I mean, I got three automobiles and the house about 2,800 square feet. So between them three cars and the gas on them and the house, that's a lot of gas, buddy.
Yeah, it is. So on your Dominion bill, what's the first charge that you see?
It says here, it says something about MCIS, and there's a 5/12. Then there's a number, VM9031, something like that.
Do you see a line that says gas costs?
It says what?
Gas costs?
No, it does not say that, no.
What is the first charge on your bill?
The very first charge on the bill is the whole total of the whole bill.
Okay.
It doesn't really break it down too much.
How many pages do you have there?
Just have two. Two pages. There's two pages on there.
Yeah, I'm going to need you to grab the whole bill. Do you have the rest of the bill? Like,
yeah,
where breaks down
well,
the detail of
the problem here is, yeah, but one of my, looks like one of my kids was coloring out of the coloring book. Hold on a minute now.
Your kids was coloring on the bill.
Yeah, it looks like one of the kids was coloring on the bill with the coloring book. Hold on, I can still read it, though. Yeah. All right, what do you want to know for the other page?
I want to know on the other page, it's going to say how many MCF you use and at what rate. It'll also list the supplier that's been assigned to your account.
It says East Ohio Gas.
Yeah, on your Dominion East Ohio bill. So
that's what it says. That's the provider.
It says what?
That's who it says the provider is. I don't know what else I can tell you.
Do you see a line that says gas costs now? When you look at the detail
well,
chart.
You know, there's like a graph, but the problem is one of my kids drew like
perfect.
A...
Perfect. Yeah, on the right-hand side of the graph.
I see,
not
yeah.
Coloring, or you, the left-hand side.
Rodan. What did you say your name was again, Rodan?
No, Rushan.
Rushan, I'm sorry, Rodan. Listen, one of my kids drew like a car or some kind of cookie monster over this graph, but I can read the very end
it's
of it
okay,
where
it's... I don't need you on the graph, so... If there's coloring on the graph, it's okay. I want you on the left of the graph.
All right. Okay, I got
and
it.
What's the first charge that you see? Okay, good.
It says 1893.
Your address and account number. Then you see credit and charges.
Yeah. I got 100. Right? I told you it's the same thing, buddy. $1,893.90.
Look for a line that says gas cost. Keep
right.
going down.
That's the one. It says something about 8.4. And then it's got a slash and a 12. And then there's some kind of some kind of funky volcano and a cookie monster that my kid drew.
No problem. So it says, does it say 8.4 MCF?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And then you see the A circle sign and then it says 12. Does it say 12 with a dollar sign?
No, there's no dollar sign.
Okay, so it looks like you're paying a high rate. What we would like to do is drop that down for you. It looks like you appear to have used 8.4 MCF.
Yeah.
And right after that should be a little dollar amount. I heard you say 12. Where did you get that from?
That was a slash 12, you know?
Yeah. It may be that you're...
Now, does that include my... Does that include my cars, too?
No, it doesn't include your car.
Well, you said gasoline. I mean, you said gasoline.
No, natural gas.
Oh, natural gas.
You're looking at.
Oh, so, okay. So, you're saying I'm paying this? Is this a, I thought they were paying me on this.
The only way they'd be paying you is if you had a well and if you were selling...
I ain't selling no gas.
Or for electricity, if you have the solar panel, then
no.
You can get paid for that.
No, we ain't got no solar... No, we ain't got no solar panels out here. Well,
okay.
What's your name again, Rojan? Rodan.
It's, you got it.
Listen,
so
you know what I got to do?
My basic billing information.
I'll tell you what I want. Here, can you do me a favor?
Dominion requires us to do a quick third-party verification.
All
right. So they know that the right account's getting the right benefit.
Right.
The program or the benefits will be good for 12 billing periods.
Right.
And,
well, you know what I got to do?
Days before the end of the year,
listen.
We're going to send you another offer in the mail.
All right.
You'll be free to make changes at no cost to you at that time. You'll have about 2 months to decide if you're going to accept our new offer.
Okay.
So
in the meantime, you're not turning my gas off, are you?
No, we're not going to turn your gas off. Your Dominion is still going to handle any and all issues. You'll pay only one bill from Dominion. You'll get one bill from Dominion. If you smell gas, you'll call Dominion. They'll come out to your house.
Well, I smell gas on them cars out there.
And Nick, you do business out of the home, right?
Well, I mean, what kind of business are you talking about?
I don't know.
Well, sounds like you know something, because that would be right.
Okay, good. Yeah,
but we don't actually, I mean, there's no actual work done here. The only thing is, we don't actually work here at the home.
A residential account. So this isn't going to change the way that Dominion categorizes your account. But for our purposes, I'll go ahead and mark this down as a commercial, since you said you do business out of the home.
Well, we live here. But there is no workshop or anything. The only thing that gets parked here is the work truck. That's it. I don't know if that...
That's fine.
Well, listen, now here's what I...
Yeah, because you don't have a storefront, right? So you're just...
No, we don't... We can't afford...
Who works from home.
We can't afford no storefront no more. Well, listen here, Rodan. I'll tell you, can you do me a favor?
What's your last name, Nick?
What's that, what?
What's your last name?
Last name should be on the account. Well, listen, I want you to do me a favor. If you could call me back in a few days, and I could go back over this when I get this bill straightened out, and then maybe I could figure out what I'm going to do.
Well, we could go ahead and take care of it now. That way you'll get all the paperwork by tomorrow.
We'll
have 7 days to review it.
Well, no, I don't want to.
Do you have any questions? Well, grab another copy of the bill since that one's drone on.
That's the one that my kids have drawn a Cookie Monster on. Listen,
yeah, you told me about the Cookie Monster.
All right, well, listen, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm gonna try to figure this out. And then if there's any way, could you call me back like tomorrow? We can get back into this because today's not it's not the right day for this.
Well, it only takes a few moments of your time. I'll be brief. I'll get you off the phone in less than 4 minutes.
All right.
So
you know what?
Your last name is...
Well, I'll tell you what, I don't really, with the business, I can't really, you know, do business over the phone, but if I get something in writing, you know, but I don't want to accept any offers on the phone.
We're going to send you everything in writing. What we're going to sign you up for is a monthly variable. It's going to fluctuate from month to month. But it's guaranteed to never go above 525 per MCF.
All right, well,
if I had to guess right now, you said 12, but I don't think $12 could be your rate. If I had to guess, you're paying a rate of about 689 because you only use 8.4 MCF.
Right.
If you're looking at $140 or $160 bill,
holy,
that's way too much.
But if that includes the cars too, I mean.
No problem. You can still include your cars. I know they have cars that go off natural gas. Or compressed natural gas.
Okay.
If you have anything like that, that'll still...
No, they're just regular gas cars, gasoline, like you say.
So. right?
Well, you know what? I'm supposed to not give out this information over the phone, Rodan.
Well, like I said, we're going to send you everything in writing. And for your protection, we also send you through a quick third-party verification. Well, they'll let you know you're always going to remain a valued Dominion East Ohio customer. We're just going to be your supplier on your bill. And we're going to sign you up with our most competitive program. It's our monthly variable.
I think at this time, I don't want to sign up or anything over the phone. If you don't have no problem with that, I have to talk to my wife first before I say anything.
Well, what time does your wife get home?
Really, about 5 o'clock. But please don't sign me up for anything. I didn't say yes to anything.
No, I need your permission to sign you up. So what I'm going to do, Nick?
You're going to have to get. Well, you're going to have to talk to her too, because
talk it over with you and your wife.
Well, I tell you, that's why I was asking if you know, very, very kindly, if you could call me back tomorrow. Tomorrow's not a business day. How about you call me back on Monday so I get this straightened out?
Okay. Well, I'll give you a call tomorrow because we are in the office.
You can go ahead and do that. So. You can go ahead and do that.
Is your wife going to be home tomorrow too?
I hope so.
Okay, yeah, I hope so, too. So, you have a good Friday, and I'll call your wife and explain to her, too.
All right, man. Thank you.
You're welcome.